13 is the 2012 appropriation transfer packet for the September cycle.
Is there, since we're on the appropriation transfer packet, is there any request for a separate action? Is there any request for a separate action for any of the items?
Mr. Chairman, I'll only have questions on one of the items.
You have questions on what, ma'am?
I have questions on one of the items in the transfer packet, but it doesn't necessarily require separate action.
Okay, well, give us your question.
One moment while I get to the right page here. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is on page 19 of this item in the packet regarding combined court operations for Department 2000, guardian ad litem fees being moved for major building maintenance expense, $75,884. It's listed as being to hull furniture, paint walls, carpet, put in a TV, etc. I just wanted to get a little bit more information on the itemization of what's going on there. $75,000, almost $76,000 seems like a lot of money to move some cubicles and put some carpet in. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, you're welcome to the left. Thank you. Gentlemen, please identify yourselves.
Hi, my name is John Barrett. I'm the Clerk of Circuit Court for Milwaukee County.
I'm Jim Smith, Deputy Clerk.
Chairman, Supervisor Sander, I am in total agreement. This is just a number that was provided to us. We had asked to have these services done. It would be actually our hope that it would be covered by our landlord. They submitted this bill to us. We are working with the Bar Association, the Milwaukee Bar Association, and they are committed to, they're working on a commitment letter to assist us in the remodel of G9. So it's going to be a private-public partnership to create the Milwaukee Justice Center. We have we've distributed books or asked that the books be distributed to members of the committee so that they can see the good work that the Justice Center is doing. We would hope that number comes in less than that, but that's the number that facility provided.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Isn't it unfortunate that in this realm of government, we're always giving just the number we're provided, like you said. I'm disappointed that I don't want to know how much each TV or how many square feet of carpet necessarily. I'm not trying to micromanage. I'm just shocked at the price tag for that portion of this request. I understand it's a private-public partnership, but looking at the money coming in from the private part and then the public funds being used, that's just a huge price tag. So I would hope that, A, in the future, that you would request a further breakdown for any type of a project like that, because that seems like a huge estimate to me. But I guess, secondly, I just question, am I understanding you correctly that that's a price tag you've been given and you're hoping that when the work is all said and done that is not the actual cost?
That's absolutely the case. My hope that we will spend less than that. I don't know how much less, but this is an internal cost. It originally came over as an internal cost charge. I asked that it be placed in a separate non-cost charge account so that we could have a little bit more control over that.
The way that you prefer it to be set up in the non-cross charge account, is that how it's presented to us here? That's the correct way. And if the expenses are not that much, the balance, what would be done with the balance? That would remain there for other expenditures in that area, or that would be moved back to the original?
We would then at that point either ask that it be transferred back or that we essentially leave it in that account. Roll over in the next year when we anticipate the ultimate remodel or the capital expenses.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Supervisor Roman-Watts.
Just one clarification of the question that Supervisor Alexander has regarding this expenditure. This is for the facility on 9th and Mitchell?
No.
This is for downstairs?
This is for G9, the courthouse.
Okay. And who is the landlord there?
The landlord is actually the county clerk, but our department. So the county has provided us an initial cross-charge estimate of this amount.
Okay.
That was what they were going to try.
Okay. And so the cubicles and things like that, are those being bought new, or those are being brought in from Coakley Brothers Warehouse or somewhere else that the county has?
It's to remove them.
It's to remove cubicles?
Yes. What the Bar Association has provided the furniture for us free of charge. So
okay.
The existing cubicles are being taken out.
Okay.
And the new furniture is going to be brought in and replaced what it is.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
We have no motion regarding item 13. Supervisors.
The fund transfer for this is coming from guardian ad litem fees, $75,000.
Yes, actually, our initial intent was that we had a portion of money that, and we still intend to do it this way, but the timing is the reason we chose the guardian ad litem account. We anticipate that we are going to get some additional reimbursement from the federal government from the 2011 budget for some facilities charges, and we hope to use those resources to pay for this. We thought that was going to be around $40,000, and that was our goal for the expense that we were going to incur. The amount of money that that we have is currently, we had an excess in the GAL account, and because we have not yet booked the revenue that we anticipate, we took it out of the guardian ad litem fees, which right now has a surplus. And the money.
I mean, I would certainly feel better if we had the actual facilities grant. I know this is good work by folks. And actually, I was somewhat part of this project with Milwaukee Bar Association originally, and you see all the volunteer hours that are listed. However, I'm going to caution you on mission creep. The county can truly not afford to start paying for the legal services in civil cases for our citizens. We do have organizations like Legal Aid and so on. I understand we don't pay attorney fees. These are volunteer hours. But we start to get some of these kinds of charges, and it concerns me very much. We can hardly afford to start adding additional services paid for on property tax dollars. So I just want to caution you on that. I also know guardian ad litem fees are very low around here, so I'm a little concerned when I see that cross charge.
If I may, there's a strong push by members of the bar to have a civil Gideon ruling by the Supreme Court. And civil Gideon would be a budgetary explosion that would provide attorneys in every civil case would be something that would be unaffordable to the county. I went and spoke this last week to the Access to Justice Committee, and what I said to the Access to Justice Committee was that programs like this that allow volunteers to come in and provide assistance to individuals so that they can navigate the system is a far lower expense than to have attorneys have provided at county expense for every single case. We can't afford it. We are trying our best to provide assistance to individuals who need it while navigating the system. in a cost-effective way. This is extremely cost-effective. The Milwaukee Bar Association provides us with an attorney full-time. They are contemplating providing another half-time attorney for us, which they pay the entire expense for. We also recruit attorneys to come in and provide assistance to people for nothing. And so this is an extremely cost-effective way to address the problem that you brought up, and I understand the problem very well.
Right, and I also have been following the Gideon Project, and I was aware of all of the issues you brought up, including the testimony at Marquette, which was the same day as the Packer Bear game, as I recall.
That's
but we cannot, you're right, we cannot afford to now pay civil representation on property tax dollars. So all these wonderful people who have these great ideas need to understand how things get paid for. Our property tax dollars are already overburdened. We can hardly afford mission creep, and that's all I'm cautioning here. So I do hope you get the facilities grant. I don't like seeing the guardian ad litem fees transferred for this purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Merritt. Any other separate actions? Any other items which there should be a separation? If not, may I have a motion, please?
Thank you.
Supervisor Romo Westville's approval of item number 15. Any comments, questions? You're welcome. Thank you. Madam Clerk?
On the motion for approval.
Yes.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 92.
Thank you. Item number 14, please.